Let's be honest. Buying cannabis shouldn't be complicated, sketchy, or low quality. That's why I want to tell you about Mood.com. That's Mood.com. Mood ships federally legal cannabis straight to your door. No medical card, no hassle. And here's the kicker. The quality is better than anything you'll find at your local dispensary. Yeah, I said it. Whether you're into edibles, concentrates, flower, or just looking to explore, you'll find it all at Mood. And it's not just the variety that makes them stand out. Every product is sourced from small, American-owned family farms that care deeply about what they grow. It's cannabis you can trust, delivered discreetly, and ready to elevate your mood. And because you're a listener, you get 20% off your first order. Just head to Mood.com. That's Mood.com to get started.
Let's be honest. Buying cannabis shouldn't be complicated, sketchy, or low quality. That's why I want to tell you about Mood.com. That's Mood.com. Mood ships federally legal cannabis straight to your door. No medical card, no hassle. And here's the kicker. The quality is better than anything you'll find at your local dispensary. Yeah, I said it. Whether you're into edibles, concentrates, flower, or just looking to explore, you'll find it all at Mood. And it's not just the variety that makes them stand out. Every product is sourced from small, American-owned family farms that care deeply about what they grow. It's cannabis you can trust, delivered discreetly, and ready to elevate your mood. And because you're a listener, you get 20% off your first order. Just head to Mood.com. That's Mood.com to get started.
Welcome back to On the Air with Brett and Claire.
I'm Brett.
And I'm Claire. And if you're watching on YouTube at On the Air with Brett and Claire, I'm covered in dogs today. So,
yeah, they all came to you.
Yep. So it should be a fun watch if you're watching. But in today's episode, we're just going to be talking about a lot of different summer things. We're going to give a recap of our Hamptons trip and do kind of like a summer bucket list. Share some of our goals for the summer, and yeah, I think that's about it, but we have a lot to say about all of this, so
yeah, we're just gonna speak from the heart on this one.
Yeah. For our life update part, we really, like, we were in the Hamptons from Thursday to Tuesday. Today's Wednesday, so we're recording this the day before y'all are listening, so it's all very fresh for you, very current with our life.
Yeah, it's very fresh.
Yeah.
I'm still tired from all of it.
Yeah, it's been a lot. We were only going to be in the Hamptons from Friday to Monday, but we extended it like a day early, and let's not let the dog hang herself on that. But we extended it a day early, and then we also stayed a day later than we had originally anticipated. So,
yeah, it was worth it. We were not ready to come back the day we had planned to, and we were both kind of like, well, let's just stay one more day.
Yeah.
And it was well worth it.
Yeah, it was, which we'll get into all that, but honestly, that's mainly it for our life update. We're just kind of grocery shopping, trying to get our apartment in order. We have a lot of laundry to do.
Yeah, we have to get ready for Sydney coming, so we have to do everything that we've been doing whenever people come, which is basically a sped-up version of what we do every week. So
yeah, because she's another one of those people with dog allergies, so we got to make sure everything is like dusted and
which
as
it's even though we dust
free as possible,
even though we like dust and vacuum and all that, it the dog hair builds up to where it was before we cleaned, like within a day or less.
Yeah, we just try our best.
It's an endless battle.
Yeah, it definitely is, but the dogs are worth it. And yeah, Sydney will be here on Saturday. I think we're gonna try to have her on the podcast. So if you have any questions for her, DM them to us on Instagram at On the Air with Brett and Claire, or leave a comment on the YouTube video. You can even write it in a little Spotify box that shows up like below this episode.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways to let us know.
Yeah, so just pick one and that.
We'll check them all.
Yeah, and yeah, ask your questions for Sydney, and we will have her answer them.
Yeah, we'll force her to.
Yep.
Okay.
So you can look forward to that episode, hopefully next Thursday. And if it's not with Sydney, then we didn't have time to do it, and you'll have a different episode to enjoy. So we'll figure it out when the time comes. But yeah, I guess last housekeeping thing is read along with us for our book club that'll be on July 1st, the 4-hour work week. I started it in the Hamptons, and I'm really enjoying it so far. So pick up a copy and read it along with us.
Yeah, I have not started it yet, but it does look like a very exciting book, or really just like another book you can apply to your life pretty easily, or at least keep in your mind. So
yeah,
read along and let us know what you think even before the episode, and we can maybe include some stuff in that episode.
Yeah, we'd love to include some like community conversations about it.
Yeah, because that's kind of the point of the book club anyways, is all of us to be a part of it. So let us know, and yeah, we'll enjoy your feedback and try to do something with it.
Yeah, and we'll record that episode on June 28th, I think, so the Friday before the first Monday of the month. So if you have any thoughts, just get them to us by that date, and then we'll talk about them when we record.
Sounds good.
All right, with all that being said, I guess let's go ahead and get into our Hamptons recap.
I went ahead.
Oh, well, let's start with, so if y'all didn't listen to last week's episode, we talked about, like, being married for 5 years, and we also said that we were going to the Hamptons for our 5th anniversary trip, so that's why we went there, if you missed that part.
Yeah, and it was very fun, and definitely recommend it if you're looking for a place to go for your anniversary. It was very fun, it's very beautiful, and it's really fun to drive around and see everything out there.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, and we rented a car and drove out there, and I think that's the way to go. I mean, you can get, like, taxis and stuff, or Ubers, but...
Or the bus, or the train.
But if you can get a rental car, or you have a car you can bring, I recommend that, because you want to go out and see everything, you know, whenever you can. And it's kind of hard to keep a schedule out there, because there's so much to do, so you don't know when exactly you're going to do it. But yeah, having a car made it amazing.
Also, with us, for the dogs, like, renting a car is kind of our only option to go anywhere, because we can't bring all three, like, on a bus or a train.
Yeah, there's no way, and they would not behave, and even with the rental car, it's kind of tough still, but that's the only way we can even do it. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, I don't know, I enjoyed the whole trip, but basically, I don't know, my favorite part of the whole trip, believe it or not, was that we got to play pickleball whenever we wanted to. And we had access to a pool, which we didn't really completely swim because we're both having ear things. So we didn't want to get water on it to, you know, possibly get infected. But
yeah, I didn't really think about getting my ear piercings that I got on my birthday, like right before the summer. I guess I did kind of think about it, but I didn't think we would have an opportunity to swim. So I didn't really care.
Yeah.
But one of my piercings, it supposedly takes a year to heal. So it's only been like a month and a half, and I didn't really want to risk it by putting my head under the water yet.
Yeah, and I still have a ton of earwax in my ear, even though I can hear better. I don't want to get water trapped down in there. So I just avoided it as well, but we did wade around in the water. And it was still fun, and it still cooled us off, so that was nice.
Yeah,
and
we just swam with our heads not under the water.
Yeah, but, like, as far as pickleball goes, that was the first time either of us had played it. And we didn't even, like, plan to play it at all while we were there. But I was going to look for tennis rackets to play on the tennis court near us, our little cottage thing. And I found instead a pickleball, what would you call it, like, kit. And
yeah,
it had, like, two paddles and a ball. And there was no tennis racket, so I got that instead, and we ended up enjoying that, I think, way more than we would have enjoyed tennis, so, because we kept playing it, like, every day.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and I've wanted to play pickleball for a while, but I just, like, every time I see a tennis court or a pickleball court or whatever, like, there's always so many people on it, and there was not a single person that used the tennis court at our hotel thing. It was like a set of cottages, kind of, but it also had like normal hotel rooms. But
yeah,
yeah, it was just on the property and like no one else used it. So that was our time to shine.
Because like there's this court near our apartment that we walk by a lot, and we'll see people out there playing pickleball. But they will be, there'll be like a ton of groups out there at once, and it'll be more intimidating. Also, they're all taking up the court, so it's like we can't just hop in and, you know, play if we want. So it was nice to have the freedom to just play without a whole audience. So,
well, yeah, because I'm not a very athletic or like sporty person, so sometimes I'll hit the ball like 50 feet in the opposite direction, and that's annoying if there's other people playing. Like, you don't want to just be hitting your balls like in their court, because it disrupts their game.
Yeah, and there was like a pretty tall fence around the whole tennis court, but we definitely almost hit it out several times.
Yeah.
But it was still really fun, and it was nice to play like on our own without having to worry about like, oh, we suck at this. And I think we actually did pretty good.
Yeah, I feel like now I would go play at the one near us, as long as it isn't too crowded. But yeah,
I definitely recommend going out and playing pickleball if you haven't already. I feel like everyone in the entire United States is playing it right now.
Yeah.
But it's really fun, and it's easier than way easier than tennis, just because the ball moves slower, the paddles, it's a little easier to like direct where you're going to hit the ball. It's just, I don't know, I thought it was a lot more fun and easier to pick up than tennis, so definitely recommend that.
Yeah, it's a good summertime hobby. I guess before it gets too hot, but
yeah,
it's just,
I mean,
a fun outdoor activity.
Yeah, I mean, even if it's really hot, you can play, and if you have access to a pool nearby, it'd be fun to go jump in that afterwards. It's a good exercise, and it doesn't feel like you're working out or anything like that. It just feels like you're having fun. So
yeah,
I feel like those types of sports are the best, where you're preoccupied, you don't feel like you're having to put in like ton of work. So
yeah, but it is kind of hard though. Like, you're running and everything. Yeah. But yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. But then also, one of the parts when I was saying it's nice to have a car to drive around is there's certain, they call them hamlets there, right? So they have certain hamlets that are very, very expensive areas, neighborhoods, basically. And we went down this one road called Meadow Lane, and the houses that are along that little stretch of road are, they're probably the most expensive in that area, right, that we stayed? Probably not all of the Hamptons, but at least that area we stayed in.
No, I think all of the Hamptons.
Really?
It's like the most desirable
place
to live.
I guess if it's all of it, because some of these houses, we had pictures, and maybe we can put some on our Instagram or something like that, but one of these houses was, it was so big, and it looked kind of like it was abandoned or unfinished, maybe, but maybe that was the way they built it and the style of it, but it was so big. It was like two or three mansions put together, almost, it seemed. Like,
it was like the biggest house I've ever seen, I think.
Yeah, it just kept going and going, and you couldn't even see the back side of it, and so, which that side had that was the ocean side, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the ocean side you couldn't even see because of the road. It doesn't go around, but other than that house, there, every other house out there was extremely big, and like the lowest priced houses were, how much did you look that up?
Lowest, I don't know, maybe like 10 million.
Yeah, which is mind blowing. I mean, these houses are so expensive, and you can
like,
look.
Calvin Klein has a house in this neighborhood. Like, some of the top 10 richest people in America, like, they lived in this neighborhood. Like,
yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, Claire was looking up like the history of the owners of certain houses, and when you look at them, it's like even the previous owners, they're like top 10 richest people in the US, or some of them the world. And it was just like, I don't know, it seemed sort of unobtainable. It's like, how do you make this much money or get this much stuff? But it was also, you talked about this, it's kind of inspiring, like, to see that people are out here doing this stuff and they have these kinds of lives. And some of these houses that are, you know, $100 million are someone's second home, which is mind boggling. But it shows you that, like, even though it seems like the number seems super high and like it's a lifestyle you can't get to, that I think it's obtainable when you see it in person and you realize that, like, they're just people in houses like everyone else has, but they're just, the numbers seem a lot bigger, you know?
Yeah, like somebody did it.
Yeah, someone did it, and it's possible, and at the end of the day, it's just random people who happen to do something, or they buy something, and it leads to this, you know, extravagant wealth or whatever. And, you know, and for us, like, bigger houses aren't even necessarily, like, our thing. Like, we don't even mind having this tiny apartment. This is really as much space as we need, but it still would be cool to have, you know, a big house to go to in the Hamptons.
Yeah, I think anybody would want to have that.
Yeah, it just is like some of those houses, you're looking at it and it's like, that's too much house to have.
Yeah,
like,
some of them were super excessive and just unnecessary. And it's like, yeah. do you need all that? Like, what is even in that house right now?
Yeah, like the really, really big ones, I was thinking, like, you would have to have a 24/7 cleaning crew. You'd have to have, like, your own, like, chef and everything you would need, because there's so much room in there. It's like you own and live in a mall, you know?
Yeah, it's like bigger than an IKEA.
Yeah, literally. And I don't know, it's just, it's a lot of house. It's really cool to see, because it's almost like unreal that those are just out there on this little, you know, is it an island technically, parts of it?
Yeah,
that part wasn't an island, it was just like, it was like just barely, well,
it's
off
all
to me.
On Long Island.
Okay, so yeah, it is all an island technically, but yeah, no, it's just weird that that's out there. And if you never went past a certain point on in New York, you'd be like, it's just like wilderness out here kind of looking, and then all of a sudden you get to this little oasis.
Let's be honest, buying cannabis shouldn't be complicated, sketchy, or low quality. That's why I want to tell you about mood.com. that's mood.com. Mood ships federally legal cannabis straight to your door. No medical card, no hassle. And here's the kicker. The quality is better than anything you'll find at your local dispensary. Yeah, I said it. Whether you're into edibles, concentrates, flower, or just looking to explore, you'll find it all at Mood. And it's not just the variety that makes them stand out. Every product is sourced from small, American-owned family farms that care deeply about what they grow. It's cannabis you can trust, delivered discreetly, and ready to elevate your mood. And because you're a listener, you get 20% off your first order. Just head to mood.com. That's mood.com to get started.
Yeah, it really feels like a different world, and it's kind of crazy that it's so close to, like, New York City.
Yeah, it was only a little over 2 hours from us, and depending on traffic, it can be, like, what, 3 hours, but
it can be anywhere from, like, 1 to 4 hours, I feel like, depending yeah. on traffic. Because it's really not that far in miles.
No.
It's just the traffic that makes it kind of crazy.
Yeah, but no, it was really fun. And that's definitely why we extended our stay, because it rained that one day. And it made it hard to have a beach day like we really wanted to. And so we decided, let's just have another day. And then we, on that extra day, we just went to the beach mostly.
Yeah.
And the beaches are really pretty, too. We can put up pictures of that as well. But
yeah, I've posted some pictures on my personal Instagram, so if y'all want to hop on over to that.
Yeah, check those out. We went at sunset, and we didn't go at sunrise, but sunset was extremely pretty. And the beaches, like the sand was a lot more clean than I thought it would be. And the water was even cleaner than I thought it would be, too. And just overall, it was a very pretty beach to be on all the beaches that we went to.
Yeah, I loved all of them. The water was just really cold, which I don't know if it, like, gets warm. I'm assuming it does at some point. But I think maybe just a northeastern beach is not.
You could barely just, warm. Like, step into the water. It was so cold.
Yeah, it was like a cold plunge. Like, if
yeah,
you wanted a cold plunge, you could just go into the ocean.
But there were some people out there swimming, and even these kids, like, had their surfboards and were just kind of, like, waiting on waves to see if they could surf. And which they had wetsuits on, which keeps you warmer. But I don't know. The people that were just swimming in the water had just bathing suits on, and it was really cold. So I don't really know how they were doing that, but they did it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was all really pretty, though. And then we spent one day going to East Hampton and Montauk, which is, like, at the very end of Long Island. And those were both really pretty, but also so crowded. So I would like to go back during, I don't know, like the end of September, like just the off season, and I feel like it would be more fun than when it's not just overrun by people.
Yeah, and I think what made it even harder was it's only one road, like that Montauk Highway that runs through. That's what gets you all the way to the end of the little island or whatever, and everyone has to use that road. And so when you come up to like a little like downtown part where there's a bunch of shops and stuff, everyone's trying to find parking or like go down a different road. And so the traffic builds up and you'll be in these super long lines just to get past like one little town. And then once you get past that, you can go pretty fast again. But it took us a decent amount of time just to get to Montauk. And again, it was not even that many miles away.
Yeah, not at all. And we went at like, I feel like it's still, I mean, it's not even technically summer yet. So this is only the beginning of the busy season. So around 4th of July and all that, I can't even imagine how crazy it gets.
Yeah. And one thing, I was running into a lot of stores from the car because Claire would stay with the dogs, and you get to see the kind of people that are there. And I was honestly annoyed most of the time because it was just, I don't know, they were kind of snooty and kind of entitled, and it was just a lot of people just blocking entrances to buildings for no reason and standing in the middle of the sidewalk, or some people the road, and it was just kind of a lot. And I wasn't super into the type of people that were going there, but the actual area and the like the houses and the beaches were pretty, but the people themselves I was kind of iffy on.
Yeah, everyone there, not everyone, but a lot of people there just have too much money and they've lost touch with reality, it seems like.
Yeah.
And lost, like, I don't know, just like what it means to be a decent person and just like basic humanity. Well,
and just like
their
expectations for everything are so different because they're just like, they're kind of like chop chop, like I want this done now, or they're just like in La La Land while people are trying to like enjoy and do stuff or go into a store. They're just like walking around like no one else exists. And it was kind of just like, please get out of my way. Like I'm trying to just go in the store or get a coffee or whatever. And so that was a little stressful sometimes and annoying. But I don't know. We didn't have to interact with too many people, so it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I think overall it was fun. We also went to Cooper's Beach, which it said on its sign that it's the number two, like, best beach in America.
Yeah, and it was really pretty. Whenever I was looking online at all the beaches, Cooper's Beach was definitely the prettiest of all of them. It had the whitest sand and the best, like, little section of beach, I think.
Yeah.
And it's, like, in the middle of that Meadows Lane that we were talking about with all the super fancy houses. So it's kind of like their little, like, beach, if you want to call it, like, I don't know. There was a lot of people there where you can tell that that's just like the beach they go to because it's where their house is.
Yeah, which must be amazing for them.
Yeah, and also it's just like, I didn't ask anyone. I should have, Claire mentioned this, but I should have asked someone, you know, what they did for work, because it's just, I don't know, it's mind-boggling to think about purchasing that house. And if you didn't do it with cash, you would do it with a loan, and the loan, the mortgage would be insane. The interest rate would be insane. And then you've got property taxes. So there's just like a lot of responsibility with a house like that. And it would be interesting to know what these people are doing to make that all happen. Because that's a lot of money to think about that you have to bring in every month or have already. And it's just kind of hard to wrap your head around.
Yeah. And just aside from like owning a house there, even like food was so expensive. Like we grocery shopped once we got there so that we could just cook, because our little cottage thing like had a grill and a microwave, which was crazy because we do not have that in our apartment here. But even the groceries like were so much more expensive even than they are like here in the city, which is mind-blowing. Like I thought New York City was expensive, and then we went there and it was like, whoa, this is way more.
Yeah, everything was just expensive. It felt like just because they wanted it to be. Or I think it's more because their season for those businesses out there is the summer. And they have to account for the whole year in that, you know, 3 to 4 months or whatever it is when everyone's coming to check out the towns and stuff. And so they're going to have to charge a lot more money to keep the business alive throughout the year. And so I think that's part of it. But it was also, it was just kind of ridiculous. Like when we went to a beach, like restaurant thing, at Cooper's Beach, and even another one, Michoud Beach, which was not, you know, that good of a beach necessarily. It, that beach food was extremely expensive, and it was basically just concession food.
Yeah, it was like, kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, because one of them, the first night when we ate at the Michoud Beach, which is like the lower end beach.
It's like a bayside beach. It's not an ocean beach.
Yeah, so it was not as like sought after, but we went there because there was not, it was not easy to find a restaurant. And we got food there, and it was like, for everything we got, it was about $100, and it was, the quality was not super great, and it was not, it was just kind of like, that food shouldn't in no world cost that much money.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it was a lot to kind of handle, but I don't know, we did it, and cooking at our little cottage made up for a lot of that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
What would you rate it overall?
9.5 out of 10, and the 0.5 I'm taking away is because of the bugs.
Yeah.
There was so many bugs.
There were a lot of bugs.
Yeah, because I grilled in the little grill they had, the charcoal grill outside of the cottage, and just standing there, if I didn't continuously like move my feet around or something, I'd stay still, I would look down and there would be spiders and all kinds of bugs all over my legs, and it was kind of, it was terrible. I don't like bugs that much, and that was kind of hard. So, and then anytime you take the dogs out or whatever, you're just getting attacked, and I still have tons of bug bites all over my legs and arms, and yeah, that was the worst part of the whole thing. But other than that, it was fun.
Yeah, I would agree. I think the worst part for me is just the price.
Yeah,
because it was just super expensive. Like, everything was super expensive.
Yeah,
we ran out of poo bags for the dogs, and we went to Petco. $17, like, for a little thing of poo bags.
Yeah.
Like, in what world does that cost that much money? That's crazy.
I don't know. I mean, it was, like, a bigger one. It had, like...
On Amazon, though, like, I could get those for, like, $6.
Yeah. Well, and even the food was expensive that we got for the dogs, but... Yeah, no, the prices were kind of hard to stomach sometimes.
Yeah. Because
even if we went and got coffee, we'd get two coffees and... like one breakfast thing each, and that would make it like $60. Sometimes it'd be $90 just for breakfast, and you're like, who can spend $90 on breakfast every day if that's how they, you know, wanted to live life? You go anywhere else, like especially in Texas, and that same breakfast would be maybe $20 or less. Like,
maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was hard to understand, and also it like kind of hurt every time you handed over your, you know, credit card or whatever.
Yeah.
So
how do you compare it to Cape Cod?
I like certain things about Cape Cod better.
I like the people better.
Yeah, they were a lot more down to earth and nicer. And but it was also the off season there, so we didn't have to deal with all the people. I think the, like, where we stayed in Cape Cod and that little, that main area in Provincetown, you know, like that was really, I like the whole feeling of that area. It felt like an old, like, fishing town. And then at the Hamptons where we stayed, it was very busy and we weren't as close to the water and everything. So I don't think it didn't feel the same way just because you couldn't look out the window and see all the water, you know, but I did like when you went out into the town and the neighborhoods. The Hamptons is a lot nicer overall.
Yeah. Especially the houses.
Yeah, no. Yeah. In Cape Cod, it was a lot more, like, smaller houses, like, regular houses. And in the Hamptons, it was just ridiculous homes everywhere you went. There was not a lot of regular areas. And even the regular homes there cost upwards of, like, $850,000 to $2 or $3 million just for a regular home. And I don't know, I think it's hard to say. I feel like the overall vibe, I guess, of Cape Cod I liked more.
Yeah, I agree. I just like to see all the houses that were in the Hamptons, and I think the beaches were nicer because they had more, like, amenities with them. But I just really loved Cape Cod, too. I don't know, I like them both.
Yeah, because Cape Cod is not necessarily about the beaches, per se. And there was a lot of sharks in that water, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Cape Cod felt more like the gloomy beach that we were kind of thinking that the Hamptons was going to be.
Well, it was also, like, April, so it was still...
Yeah, I just, like, the sand was grayer and not like in the Hamptons. Most of the sand was pretty white and clean looking, and they probably kept it up a lot more because you could see where they had tracks where they were like raking the sand, you know, probably every morning or so. And I don't know, it just, the beach itself was a lot more like, I'm gonna probably swim in this, whereas Cape Cod was, you're just gonna look at it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I feel that. Overall though, I really liked it. I'm glad we went. But I was definitely ready to get back. It's like a, I mean, it was, even though it was so busy, it was still such a laid back energy there, and I'm not used to that anymore. So I was like, all right, I need to get back to like the chaos that is New York.
Yeah, it's almost like you feel like at all times you have to be doing something, but there was just nothing to do really.
Yeah.
Like, we did everything within the first 2 days. It's just, we wanted to do more of those things, the other days. But yeah, no, whenever we got back, I was kind of thankful. Oh, and another thing in the reason I'm deducting 0.5 from our experience there was the bed. The bed was so bad in this little cottage.
Yeah.
Well, I just woke up with like this stiff back every morning, and I could barely bend down to like put my shoes on just because it hurt so bad.
You just can't take that from the Hamptons though. Like, it's not the Hamptons. Yeah,
it's
fault.
Just the overall experience.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing that in there. It's not like a big reason, but that was not fun.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I was really glad to be back, and it's just crazy that our home is in New York City, and it really feels like home when we get back here, and it's just still amazing to me.
Yeah, it was weird coming back again, but it felt more like normal, and I was excited to be back, so I'm really glad we're back. It's nice to get back to the swing of things, and yeah, I don't know. It's weird. Like, I miss the city, which I've never been that way.
Yeah.
And I really missed it. And even the amount of bugs that were in the Hamptons versus here, that's been a huge thing. Even just walking the dogs, I wasn't attacked by millions of bugs I can't even see or know what they are. And so it was nice this morning when I took the dogs out. I don't know. It's just weird. Like, nice. I never really imagined myself.
Let's be honest. Buying cannabis shouldn't be complicated, sketchy, or low quality. That's why I want to tell you about Mood.com. That's MOOD.com. Mood ships federally legal cannabis straight to your door. No medical card, no hassle. And here's the kicker. The quality is better than anything you'll find at your local dispensary. Yeah, I said it. Whether you're into edibles, concentrates, flower, or just looking to explore, you'll find it all at Mood. And it's not just the variety that makes them stand out. Every product is sourced from small, American-owned family farms that care deeply about what they grow. It's cannabis you can trust, delivered discreetly, and ready to elevate your mood. And because you're a listener, you get 20% off your first order. Just head to mood.com. That's MOOD.com to get started.
As a, like a full city person, but now I'm kind of feeling that I am one, so.
Yeah. But yeah. You've been converted.
Pretty much.
Well, cool, man. I guess we could move on to our summer bucket list. I don't really have anything else to say about the Hamptons other than I loved it. Would definitely go back. Would definitely recommend. But you got to win the lottery if you want to stay there for a long time, I think.
Yeah, we didn't mention this, but we looked up how much it would be to rent one of the cool big mansions, which would be like 18 bed. The one we looked up was 18 bedrooms.
No, it was eight
bedrooms. It's eight bedrooms, but it was really big. And for the whole summer, 3 months, it was.
Hold on, place your guesses. Yeah, like in your, like mentally.
Yeah, think
to rent this house. It was advertised in a magazine. Like, we got this free magazine, and it showed a rental available. 8 bedrooms. I think it was like 12 bathrooms or something.
Yeah.
And it was from Memorial Day to Labor Day. So like end of May through beginning of September. How much do you think it costs? Okay.
Okay, you want to say it?
Yeah.
It was $950,000.
Crazy. Almost $1 million.
Yeah.
For 3 months to rent a house.
Yeah, and even if you split it, it was like between how many people? 16, we said.
Yeah.
it would have been still like $62,000 a person.
Yeah, insane. So
yeah, I can't even. I just can't imagine. Like, why would you do that?
Yep. So if you're going to go, I recommend staying in Hampton Bays, where we stayed, which is technically not a part of the Hamptons, but it's like right there. Like, it was a 10-minute drive to the beach, and it was much, much cheaper.
It probably saved us like $250,000. I don't know.
Yeah, apparently. Like, it could have been that much or like
more, even.
Yeah. But it was still really nice, and I enjoyed it. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, it was cool. Hopefully we can go back one day.
Yeah, we will. Okay, so moving on to our summer bucket list. I wrote out a few things. I guess I can talk about the Substack right here. So I actually did a Substack post about my personal summer bucket list. So yeah, if you want to read that, you can go to our website on theairwithbrettandclaire.com, click the Substack button, and it will take you to that. I have not written anything else because we've been busy, and it just has not been top of mind for me, to be honest, but I will write more things on there as time goes on.
Maybe even I'll write some things on my own Substack, possibly. I don't know.
Yeah, you got to get your own.
Yeah, I'll have to make my own because Claire doesn't want to share it with me, but that way you can hear from either one of us. But yeah, I'll see what Claire thinks, if she even likes it. And because I don't even know what I would write about, honestly. I can't even think of anything. But I mean, I would just get it and figure it out. But I don't know. Just to have another thing for y'all to read and give us input on, I guess. I don't know.
I don't really want input on my Substack, to be honest. I just like to write things down, and it feels fun. So
yeah, that's what I was thinking too, is I might just treat it as like kind of a journal, like a public journal, I guess, which is weird, but
well, that's what it is basically. Yeah, so we'll see. If y'all have like hate comments to leave about my Substack, please just refrain, because I don't want that.
Maybe I'll start mine. You can just hate on mine and just be nice to Claire.
There we go. But yeah, so some of the things that I wrote on that was like a picnic in the park, because that just seems fun, and I don't know, like something that would be fun to do.
Well, I've seen a lot of people when we go to Central Park, and they're having little picnics, and they have like tents and blankets and everything, and they look like they're having a ton of fun, so I want to try that.
Yeah, and also you could do this wherever you live, because pretty much everywhere has a park. So
we're doing it in your backyard.
Yeah, I would go to a park. I think it's like more fun.
It doesn't hit the same if it's in your backyard.
Because it's good to get out of the house. Like sometimes in the summer, it's just hot and you don't know where to go. So go sit under a shady tree and make yourself a sandwich and bring it with you and go eat it in the park.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
Another one you put on here was find a body of water. Do you mean like a pond or a lake?
No, I mean a pool. Like a pool to swim in New York City.
Yeah,
that's a goal of mine, because there are some like at hotels, but you have to pay like $600 to stay at the hotel and then swim in the pool, and obviously that's not going to happen. So my goal is to find a free or low cost
well there's pool that gym option. Thing you found with a pool, right?
Yeah, but I would like to find a different pool, so that's on my summer bucket list.
All right, so I guess while Claire's away, I'll talk about, I have like one list or one item on my bucket list so far. I haven't really thought about it as much as Claire, but I would want to really, I just want to build our, like our business, our podcast up, which she talked about that in hers, or she will, but I want to do more like separate businesses from the podcast. Like help her build her print one, but also, I don't know, find another business that I want to do on my own, because I don't really know yet, and that's kind of a dream of mine, is to have my own business. If y'all have any ideas or stuff that I can look into, let me know. I would love to look at that. But that's kind of a big thing right now this summer that I want to figure out, especially for us being able to stay in New York City. We've got to really start figuring those things out and getting them going. And so, yeah, if y'all have any suggestions for me to look into, industries to look into, ways of starting a business here, let me know. Claire's coming back.
Yeah, you kind of stole mine, but that's okay.
Sorry, I really do, like, that's a big thing that I want to figure out this summer, so.
Yeah, mine was a little more centered around, like, just building up the podcast community here. I guess it's more of a summer goal, not really a bucket list thing. But, yeah, I just want to build up the community that we have going and just better the podcast and put some more work into, like, different things that we can do with it.
Yeah, I would say just, I would call mine more a bucket list because it's, like, before I die, whenever that is, like, I want to have...
Well, this is just for the summer.
Yeah, well, I'm just for bucket list item, though, like, in general. Like, I do want to have a business that, you know, can, even if it's small or whatever it is, like, it's just something that we can start and have, and it's something we actually enjoy, you know? It's not just for the sake of money because we have to. I want it to be something cool and fun, and people enjoy it, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I also just want to read more. I feel like a lot of good books have come out recently, and I just want to prioritize making time for that. Especially because we all know this, I hate the heat, and being inside and reading sounds pretty nice when it's hot outside.
Yeah, some days it's like we force ourselves to go out because we have to for errands or whatever, but some days if it's really hot and you don't want to go anywhere, and you don't have to, then it would be nice to just stay here. And reading's a big one.
Yeah.
And I want to read more too, but I don't know. It's really hard for me to find books because I'll want to get into books that are super long and kind of boring because they'll be like psychology or stuff like financial stuff. And I don't know. I'm trying to step back and read more fun stuff or like easy to digest stuff like our book club books.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's a really good one for pretty much anyone.
Yeah, but also at the same time, I do want to get out of our apartment and take advantage of any like free events going on and things like that, because New York is popping in the summer, and I would just want to take full advantage of that.
Yeah, it's weird. This is like when everyone wants to be out, which most people I guess around the world, like, they love summer, but for us the summer's a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're going to title this episode the what is it, Summertime Sadness, because we have like reverse seasonal depression, which I think we've talked about that before. Yeah. But it when the summer rolls around and it gets really hot, we both just kind of lose steam. Whenever it's cold and like the fall, winter stuff like that, like, we are more likely to get out and go run around and do stuff.
Yeah, the summer just depletes me of, like, everything I have. Like, it just steals my soul away.
Yeah, I don't really get, like, this burst of energy from sunlight like some people talk about. I don't, like, I'm not like, oh, yeah, the sun. Like, I'm like, oh, my gosh, the sun. Like, we need to go inside.
Yeah.
Or find shade immediately.
Yeah. That's about it for the summer bucket list. I'm sure more things will come along. It's still, I mean, it's not even really summer yet. We still have, 7 days till it's officially summer.
Yeah, but, which is scary because it's already really hot.
Yeah, but I do want to play more pickleball and get outside as much as possible, like as early in the day as possible before it's super hot. But yeah, just find free things to do and just take full advantage of living here this summer is really my main thing I want to do.
Yeah, I love the free stuff because we don't have to spend money. And yeah, sometimes there's a lot of them, but they're not all good. But it seems like there's even more now than there was a couple months ago.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm excited to do all that and see what people do. We may even try a beach in like near New York City. Like, I don't know. Those beaches aren't as exciting as the Hamptons or Cape Cod are, but a lot of people go to them all the time and they say they're nice. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll report back and let y'all know. Okay, moving on to our summer goals. For me, walk as much as possible, even though it's hot. But it's nice to walk. It's good for you. So we should do it.
Yeah, I mean, we're kind of forced to. But I've been getting more in a mindset where whenever we have to go on a walk, like especially if you're going to stay here and do something like work and then I'm going to go run an errand by myself, I kind of like make it a challenge to keep a certain pace the whole time. And I feel like once I get back here and I can cool off, like I just feel better that I got out and walked around. And even if I'm, you know, sweating a ton, it was nice to just get out. And I'm trying to make it like a little goal just to do like a little tiny walk even.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
anything is better than nothing.
Yeah. And the other one of our other goals is focus on eating at home more. We've been doing better on this the last 2 months, I'd say. But there's still moments where we'll be out for a long period of time and you get hungry and you're far from home. And so you just, you know, you get something to eat. So I think we need to work on that a little more. And then even like if we've been doing a lot during the day or we fall behind on grocery shopping, we'll cave and we'll get, you know, we'll order food or something like that. And I don't know. I don't even want to do that anymore. I want to always have something here that we can eat. So,
yeah, I think it's hard here because our kitchen is so tiny. Like if y'all could see it, our fridge is not a normal size fridge, nor is our oven normal size or like stove. Like it's all very small. So I think it makes it harder to be able to cook like how we used to cook. But we got to stop using that as an excuse and figure out a way to make it work.
Yeah, like I've made it work for a lot of meals. Like you can get really creative with an air fryer and a pan and like just bowls. And I don't know, you could figure it out, you know, like you don't have to have this huge kitchen. But yeah, our fridge itself only holds, I don't even think it holds a whole week worth of food for us. So like we're used to shopping once a week and now it's been we shop 2 to 3 times a week, depending on how much we're getting each time. And so we just have to, we're learning how to like fit like a quick little Trader Joe run or Target run in with our regular errands.
Yeah.
Like whenever we're coming back home from errands, we'll just go stop at a grocery store somewhere and grab some stuff we need for the next couple days. And it's just hard to adjust to that. Cause it takes kind of a long time to go walk somewhere to grocery shop here. You're not just hopping in a car and, you know, running in the store real quick.
Yeah.
It's a whole process. And so doing that 2 to 3 times a week, if you're not used to it, you're not accounting for it in your schedule. It's a lot.
Yeah.
And they make it too easy nowadays with Uber Eats or Postmates or whatever to order food. Even though it's expensive, it's a lot easier than just going out and, you know, getting the ingredients and then cooking. So it's hard. There's a lot of temptation to not eat at home nowadays.
Yeah, and there's so many options here that we want to try, but we can do that on certain occasions or weekends or whatever, you know?
Well, and we say that, but, like, we always end up getting the same food from the same places, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
So it's like we don't even take full advantage of it, and we just use it as a reason to do it. And, yeah, it saves a lot of money to just eat at home.
Yeah. So I encourage all of you, if you go pick up food a lot or go out to eat a lot, just, you know, try to cook something every now and then.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
You'll feel better, you feel accomplished, and your wallet will thank you.
Yeah, it will. And your stomach. I mean, I do feel a lot better if we cook, you know, healthier food.
Yeah, just your health
food.
In general
yeah.
will improve, yeah.
Because, like, most places you go to are using, a lot of them are using processed foods that are just not good for you.
Yeah.
Or they're just, it's unhealthy in general, like melted cheese or tons of sauce and stuff like that.
Yeah, I love my cheese. But that kind of goes along too with I just want to finally get into a better routine. I feel like since we've moved here, we've been kind of all over the place, like, because there's stuff we want to go do, and we just haven't, well, I don't know. I guess we've kind of, like, settled into our routine now, but I just want to fine-tune it a little bit more. Like, back with my morning journaling and stuff like that that I talked about wanting to do, like, months ago at this point.
It just doesn't feel steady. Like, we don't do the same thing every morning. You know what I mean? Like, our routine, like, we kind of have a routine, but it's not... Like, we don't have, like, our... We do these things every day, and then we start doing everything we have to do for the day. It's like, I feel like we're scrambling and trying to do what we want to do as part of our routine, but it never fully works out how we used to do it.
Yeah, which I think is fine. Like, it's not going to be the same as it was in Texas, necessarily, but I just want to, just fine-tune our morning routines, and for me personally, like, get back to my journaling and... I'm, like, addicted to the game Township on my phone, if y'all know what that is.
She calls it Farm.
Yeah, I call it Farm, but it's a real problem for me at this point. And as soon as I wake up, I'm, like, farming away. And I need to stop doing that because it's not good. Like, I need to start my morning with journaling or, like, meditating, just doing something that's beneficial to me instead of... working on the farm like at 6 a.m. when I wake up, because that's just ridiculous. So yeah,
I think like media type distractions are probably the hardest to eliminate from at least your morning schedule, because when you wake up, like, you want a lot of people want to take in the news, or they want to watch some, a lot of people now want to watch their YouTubers they like, you know, to start the day or something like that. You want to catch up on whatever you missed out while you were sleeping or what you didn't get to watch the last day. And it's just kind of a never-ending cycle, I think. And it's just not a healthy way to start your day off, in my opinion. I just think it puts your mind into some place that you have the control over to, like, really set your day out, you know? And, like, if you do that kind of stuff, it just... takes over that, and you kind of lose your ability to really set your mindset for the day.
Well, yeah, and I feel like it instantly raises your cortisol, like, stress levels, especially if you're watching the news or something, and it's, you know, end of the world's news. Like, it's gonna make you stressed as soon as you wake up, or even just, like, puts you into a state of comparison if you're, like, on Instagram or watching a YouTube video or something. And it's like, let's all just wake up, enjoy the day in the morning without filling our minds with all of that.
Yeah, I feel like for younger people it's social media, and then for older people they're getting into social media, but it's a lot of it's still news. And yeah, either one of those things is, I think it's just a terrible way to start your day, and it does raise your cortisol. It probably gets you in a terrible mindset, especially with the news, because you're a lot of times, it's end of the world. You're thinking, like, oh, what's going to happen today? Is World War III really started? Is it not? Like, are we not going to have any money soon? Like, stuff like that. And it's just, it's the worst way possible to start your day. I get caught in that sometimes, but 90% of the time recently I've been able to just chill, and I just read my Bible in the mornings, and I just try to get my mindset right. And a lot of times that involves meditation and just being kind of quiet in the mornings.
Yeah.
And I can usually have a more directed day. I can write down, you know, okay, this is what we need to do today. And, you know, I want to have these intentions of being more at peace and also being more action led rather than emotions. And you can do a lot with your morning if you prioritize it.
Yeah, I could get a lot done if I would just get off the farm. So maybe somebody relates to me, because I'm not really on social media or watching things like that early in the morning, but I will be at the farm. So
yeah, this game is ridiculous.
Let me know if any of y'all out there play Township, and we can add each other and just fuel the addiction even deeper.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I think everyone, if you have that game and you like it, should just delete it. It's not good.
Yeah, it's so fun though. I love it. But yeah, for our summer plans, we don't really have a ton. Like, July is a pretty empty month right now, other than your birthday, but we don't have anything really planned. And then Mia will be coming back for her birthday in August. So the summer is gonna be kind of like chill at this point.
Chill, brah.
For real, though. It'll just be like a laid-back summer, and I'm just excited to see where the city takes us.
Yeah, I really want to... I don't know. I feel like we've always been focused, like, since we got here on... Like, it seems like we can't focus on what we really want to focus on. You know what I mean? Because, like, there's always busy work or, like, just stuff happening. And I'm really hoping that the next couple of months can be... Like, we can focus on what we need to do and what we want to do. And we can kind of eliminate, like, those outside pressures or stresses that don't really help us out.
Yeah, I agree.
So, but yeah, I'm excited for the summer, even though it's going to be really hot.
Yeah.
Like, before it even all kicked off, I got a news article that's like, get ready, New York City's summer is going to be one of the hottest ever. And we're like...
Well, my weatherman said that was false news.
I mean, I hope it is, because, like, today really wasn't that bad. It was kind of nice out there, but I don't know. Any kind of heat is not fun for us, so.
Yeah, well, on that note, let's quickly talk about how we're going to beat the summer blues, because I think we've been at this for a long time. Yeah. So it's
we warned you, we have a lot to talk about with this stuff. So.
Yeah. Okay, so I only have two things to beat the summer blues right now, because I struggle with this myself and I don't really know how to do it. So as the summer goes on, we will probably add to this list as well. But for right now, I only have find an indoor hobby, which I need to get back into my embroidering thing, because that's really fun. So,
and you're good at it too. It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. So I highly recommend embroidering. It's really hard to say.
Embroidery.
Yeah. Anyway, that word, I highly recommend doing that if you don't want to be outside in the summer, because it's fun and it gets you off your phone. And also reading. Like I said, I just want to do a lot more of that this summer. And reading can take you to a place in your mind where it's not hot outside, which is nice.
Yeah, you can read books about Antarctica.
Yeah.
Or the winter.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Transport yourself.
Yeah. So that's a good thing to do to just beat the summertime sadness. And the only other thing I put on here was wear clothes that you're comfortable in, because I know, like, a lot of people don't love the summer because it's a time where everyone's, like, in swimsuits or, you know, minimal clothing, and your body is just a lot more exposed, obviously, than it is in the winter. And a lot of people don't like their body, so it's not, like, the most comfortable time of year. So I think just wear clothes that you feel good in and are comfortable in, because it's not fun to have to, not to have to, but just, like, to be worrying about how your body looks or whatever in certain clothes in the summertime, which, first of all, you look great, nobody cares, but I just know that it's a struggle, like, in your own mind. So yeah. I think just to combat that, like, just, you know, wear what makes you feel comfortable and confident.
I don't know, I feel like I take that too far, and I'm always wearing what I'm comfortable in, and I don't know, I kind of want to wear slightly nicer stuff sometimes now, but, like, still summer appropriate.
I don't mean comfortable in, like, the physical sense necessarily, like pajama type comfortable. I just mean like you feel comfortable.
Yeah, I feel comfortable.
Okay, but, like, we're talking about two different feelings of comfortable, I think.
No, like, I don't, like, you feel, like, comfortable in your own skin.
Yeah, okay, yeah, okay.
That's what I mean too.
Oh, I thought you just meant, like, pajama.
I mean, no, like, I'm literally comfortable, but I'm also, like,
when are we
I can't talk today. I'm literally comfortable. But I'm also, like I feel, like, the best in clothes that are, like, comfortable, you know? Like,
yeah,
I
don't
know. I'm not, like, a big fancy clothes person. And, like, when I was at work having to wear, like, my nicer stuff all the time, like, I just hated it. And growing up in schools, like, having to wear little uniforms, like, I hated that too. So, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, well, if you want to push yourself to dress nicer, do that too. I just think whatever is going to make you feel happy and take the focus off of, like, worrying about your body is what you should wear, you know?
Yeah, I think, I don't know, I feel like everyone tries too hard, like, all the time. Like, everyone's, I don't know, everyone wants to, like, look so amazing or, like, look like they have a certain lifestyle, but, like, just wear what you're good with, you know? Like, I don't know. Or what you can afford, even. Like,
Yeah, well, that's a whole other conversation, but I just mean as far as like body image goes, like just wear things that you feel good about yourself in, and you're not like pulling at everything and worrying about people like judging you or whatever. Not that they are, because people literally don't care, but just for the internal battle within your own mind, like how to quiet that voice, I think, is to wear clothes that you feel comfortable in. And also, don't miss out on any experiences just because you don't feel comfortable in something. Like, if all your friends are going swimming and you're like, ugh, I don't want to be seen in a swimsuit around everyone, like, just go swimming. You're going to cherish the memory of swimming more than you're going to be worried about things. Your body.
I think we all are so concerned with that. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. But it feels like a big deal, like, in your own mind, you know?
Yeah, it's just a... We've talked about this before. It's just like you think everyone's thinking about you, but they're not. Like, trust me, they're not. And if they are, it's like so fleeting, I feel like.
Yeah.
Most people aren't focusing on that all day.
Yeah. And for more on that topic, listen to our last book club episode on the Four Agreements.
Yeah, that one is actually a good book, and I think if you read it, you'll enjoy it. So
yeah. Do you have anything else for beating the summertime blues, summertime sadness?
For me,
about clothes?
I don't even care about clothes. I just think like I like eating more fruits, which is maybe kind of stupid, but I love fresh fruit that's like been in the fridge and it's ice cold, especially watermelon or oranges. Those are my favorites, or blackberries even. Drink lots of water. I'm not a big water drinker, but if you force yourself to drink water and you stay hydrated, I think you just feel better throughout the day, because whenever it's really hot, you can get dehydrated fast. Also, I don't know. I just try to avoid the heat as much as possible. Really, like, physically just get away from it. But also, if you stay inside too long, like, you trap yourself inside just to get away from the heat, you're going to miss out on stuff. So it's kind of a fine balance of...
Also, you're going to go stir crazy, and it's not good for you mentally to just stay indoors. So.
Yeah, so you got to find a balance. Like Claire was saying, get out in the day earlier or later when it's cooler. I don't know, just do things you like and look at the summer, even if you don't like it, as a time to kind of reset, like... If you're at school and you're not, you know, you're on summer break or whatever, you have that chance to, you know, it doesn't have to be just for partying or hanging out. It could be for doing something that you now have time for, making big changes. If you are at work all summer, you can, I don't know, focus on stuff at work that you need to get better on, or if you need to pull away from work and you need to have more fun, do that. There's a lot of things you can do, but I just think like using the summertime as a time to just kind of reflect on what's going on. You're at the halfway point of the year, kind of, so you have a chance to really change the second half if you need to, or I don't, just enjoy the year more, enjoy your life more.
Yeah, because the summer is really motivating for a lot of people, I think, because it's just a chance to restart.
Yeah, and if you're like us and you don't like it, you just have to find new ways to look at it, you know, or other stuff to look into or be interested in and occupy your time while the world feels like it's on fire outside. So,
yeah. Well, on that note, the camera is about to die. I think that will be it for this week's episode. Again, send us any questions you have for Sydney. If you have any, send them on Instagram. Follow us also on Instagram at On the Air with Brett and Claire. Read the 4-Hour Work Week along with us for
our
book club.
Check out our new website.
Yeah, check out the website, ontheairwithbrettandclaire.com. And enjoy the summer. And we will see you next Thursday.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.
It's it's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now. Save big